Chicago phlebotomist, coronavirus antibodies found in 30-50% tested for COVID-19. By Kyle Morris on April 10, 2020. A phlebotomist working at a Chicago hospital said Thursday that 30-50% of those tested for coronavirus have antibodies, and 10-20% of those tested are actual carriers of the virus. Sumaya Anat, a phlebotomy technician for Rosewood Community Hospital, has had extensive experience with coronavirus testing over the last few weeks, as she has been testing around 400 to 600 people per day in the hospital's parking lot. Anat also stated that there is a far greater number of those that have come through her line and have already recovered from the virus compared to those who currently have the disease. A lot of people have high antibodies, which means they had the coronavirus but they don't have it anymore and their bodies built the antibodies, Anat told Chicago City Wire. After speaking with Anat, the Chicago City Wire noted, antibodies in the bloodstream reveal that a person has already had the coronavirus and may be immune to contracting the virus again. If accurate, this means the spread of the virus may have been underway in the Roseland community and the state and country as a whole, prior to the issuance of stay-at-home orders and widespread business closures in mid-March which have crippled the national economy. In addition, those who show signs of already having had an illness should be able to re-enter society, albeit with some modified social distancing measures in place, rather than sheltering at home as they are no longer in danger. Conservative radio icon Rush Limbaugh discussed this story on his radio program Friday evening, saying it has to be the case. Limbaugh said, "It has to be the case, folks. There can be no other explanation for this. Now, it may sound like a weird story from a Chicago hospital drive-through test. Could 30% of parts of the worst virus areas that are locked down in Chicago already have immunity? It is fascinating that this is not discussed. In fact, when herd immunity comes up, current health officials poo-poo it. They say, no, 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 no. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go there. That means a lot of people have to get infected. Well, if herd immunity explains California, look at the numbers. The numbers are way low compared to the worst parts of the country. Roseland Community Hospital, which is located on the south side of Chicago, has 138 beds and serves a population with more than 96% of the residents in the community identifying as African American, a community that has been hit hard by the coronavirus. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.